Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Samantala, usapang pangkalusugan po muna tayo. Pinagsisikapan ngayon ng Australia na ma-eliminate ang cervical cancer. Nagtakda ang gobyerno sa pakikipagtulungan sa Cancer Council at World Health Organization ng mga target laban dito. Isa din sa pinagtutunan nila ng pansin at anila ay mahalaga ay ang pagharap sa mga cultural barriers upang maabot ang mga target. Ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Marcus Megalokonomos na isinalin sa ating wika.
The doctor read through the results. That's when I was told that I had cervical cancer. I must tell you, that was the worst day of my life. Because just to be told that I had a cancer, to me it was almost like a death sentence. It robbed me of all my happiness, all my life. It was just terrible.
I almost didn't engage with it for a while because it felt like I couldn't be a cancer patient at 26. I was so young.
Nagbahagi ang mga survivors ng cervical cancer ng kanilang personal na kwento kung paano nila hinarap ang sakit. Ito ay bahagi ng Call to Action to Eliminate Cervical Cancer Campaign, isang kolaborasyon ng gobyerno, Cancer Council at World Health Organization. Ang sakit na cervical cancer ay hindi biro. May estimated 930 na bagong kaso nito sa Australia at nagdulot ng mahigit 200 kamatayan ngayong taong 2020. Ani Dr. Adele Mordulo mula sa Multicultural Center for Women's Health, susi sa eliminasyon ang edukasyon sa iba't ibang wika maliban sa Ingles.
Our main job is providing health education to women who wouldn't otherwise have access to that type of information in their language. So we go out and provide the information about screening in relation to cervical cancer, and also about the vaccine, of course, which is really important information to have when we're talking about elimination. What we know is that migrant women and particular groups do tend to be underscreened. They don't participate in any of the cancer screening programs at the same rate as other women in the community.
Nagbuo ngayon ang mga pangmundong strategiya upang labanan ito. Ito ay dinisenyo upang i-advance ang kalusugan ng mga kababaihan, mapalakas ang kanilang kalusugan at tugunan ang mga issue. Ani Professor Karen Canfield, Chair ng Cancer Council Screening and Immunization Committee, mahigit 62 milyong buhay ang maisasalba sa susunod na siglo kung papalakasin ang cervical cancer treatment.
Look, cervical cancer is actually an enormous problem globally. In fact, in many countries in the world, it's the most common cancer in women. Unfortunately, those tend to be the poorest countries in the world. And unfortunately, more than 300,000 women die every single year from cervical cancer. So even in the context of the current crisis, this is still a crisis evolving that's been going on and will cause the death of many hundreds of thousands of women if we don't act now.
Dagdag nila, mahalaga na mabakunahan ang 90% ng mga kababaihan. Para naman sa mga kababaihan sa Australia, ang pananaliksik at edukasyon ay nagsisimula sa mga paaralan sa murang edad na 11 taong gulang. Inihayag din ni Dr. Mordulo, 80% ng mga tao ay nagmula sa ibang bansa pagkatapos ng high school, kung kaya't ilan sa kanila ay maaaring walang bakuna o hindi nakatanggap ng edukasyon ukol sa cancer.
And I think we often take it for granted. For people who are educated in Australia, we learn so much at school and find out so much about programs and also participate in some of the vaccination programs at school. So we do learn about it from a really early age. But if you do come to Australia after you're already educated in your country of origin, then you really do miss out on all of that. And there are very few other places that you can go to get that information.
Dagdag ni Dr. Mordulo, pahirapan din ang pag-access ng impormasyon para sa ilan dahil sa mga kultural na rason.
I think that's a really good way of describing how many of us experience the 24-hour news cycle and all that information that's available on the internet. But the women we work with don't actually have that experience. They don't necessarily have access to digital technology. So, yeah, it makes a huge difference. If you're comfortable to talk about health in your own language, makes a huge difference if you have had that opportunity to get health education when you're a child. And, of course, there are some issues that people don't necessarily talk about in their families, and I think cervical cancer is one of them.
Ano man ni Professor Canfield, isang tabu topic ang cancer para sa ilang bansa at may stigma din na nakapalibot tungkol sa pagpapasuri at bakuna. Aniya dapat malabanan ang nasabing hadlang upang maabot ang mga target.
Unfortunately, there is a level of stigmatization around HPV and actually even around cancer per se in some countries. And so there are going to have to be a lot of country-level initiatives, a lot of work on identifying specific barriers to implementation in each country. If we can really help address some of these barriers and break down some of these misperceptions, then it will really have benefits to health well beyond cervical cancer.
Mahigit sa 10% ng mga kamatayan na dulot ng cervical cancer ay mula sa mga lugar na hindi gaanong umuunlad at may mga mababang sosyo-ekonomiyang komunidad. Kaya naman ito ngayon ang mga tinatarget nilang populasyon.
For example, Indigenous women in Australia are twice as likely to be diagnosed with cervical cancer. So even though Australia as a whole is doing very well and in fact is on track to be the first country to eliminate cervical cancer, We just can't take our eye off the fact that there are many populations within our own community that will require special community-led solutions really to eliminate cervical cancer in those communities as well.
Inihayag din niya na nagsanay sila ng mga kababaihang health educators dahil ito ang mas angkop na paraan sa pag-eduka sa mga kababaihan tungkol sa cervical cancer.
You know, we don't use medical professionals, we use trained health educators who are able to understand the cultural context of health, the structural and systemic barriers that women face when they try to access the health system or take action on their health. So it's what we call a woman-to-woman approach that really understands the context of health and is able to provide, not only provide education, but also to support women to talk with each other.
Samantala ay naman kay Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus maaaring magtagumpay kung mayroong aksyon.
This is a call to action to eliminate cervical cancer. We're losing a woman every 2 minutes and this should not happen, especially when we have all the weapons we need to fight it. So this is actually a cause that's winnable.
At para sa mga impormasyon ukol sa cervical cancer, tumungo lamang sa Cancer Council website.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.